And let's welcome John and Teresa Whitty in our studios once again for a Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And how's your day going so far?
Just fine.
Very good.
Fast?
Yes. It's one of those days where it seems like...
Don't you like it when your work day goes fast?
Absolutely.
It's good. I do want to get a few things done yet, though. We'll see how it goes, but we'll get there.
And that means you're busy.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Teresa, you got something there in front of you? Before we begin, though, I got to just say, I loved last week's show about the keyboard functions.
Yeah.
I wrote things down. I'm trying the new stuff.
That's great.
It's fascinating.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, it was fun.
Check it out on our Facebook page if you missed it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. We've been updating that lately. We haven't paid any attention to that for years, but
we decided
it's time to keep it updated. So, check that out.
That was a good one. Functions of the keyboard.
Loved it.
So what are we doing today?
Well, today we're going to talk about BitLocker drive encryption. Ever heard of BitLocker?
I heard of Bitcoins.
No, this is different. BitLocker is a Microsoft program that is on your computer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. And most people have never heard about it.
I've never heard about it.
It's been around for a long time, and I've known about it, but I haven't paid much attention. But I had a drive, I had a computer last week that, we weren't able to repair, so I took the hard drive out to get the data off of it, because you can take the drive physically out of the computer and hook it up to, we have a couple of machines, you can put them in devices and hook it up to another computer and read the drive so you can get your data off at least, so you don't lose anything. Well, I did that, and the drive was encrypted.
Encrypted,
so it said,
which
BitLocker,
means?
Please enter your BitLocker recovery key. And I tried the computer password, and that didn't work, and so I had to do some research, and I learned a lot this week, and it's disturbing for me.
So first of all, can I talk about encryption, what it is? Okay, so there's, we've talked about encryption in terms of if we get a virus on a machine, sometimes they encrypt our data, which means you can't read your files. You try to open it, and it doesn't know what to do unless you type in a secret word, password, whatever. BitLocker is a program, and it's not made for bad. It's made for good.
Yes.
It's a way of securing your stuff. So if somebody physically takes your hard drive or your backup drive or something, they cannot read it without this key.
Oh, okay.
It's a 25 digit.
Is it 25 or 45? It's long.
I think
it's 45.
Maybe it's 45 now. It used to be 25, but it's a long string, too much for you to memorize.
Yeah.
So you have to save that. Somewhere that you won't lose it. That's the key, not losing it. And then your computer works like a normal computer. But if somebody was to not log into it properly, take a drive out and put it in another machine for whatever reason, they would not be able to see your data without that key.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's the background behind BitLocker.
So which might come in handy if you're a big corporation that has a lot of secrets, or you want your financials to be secure. But if you're general user of technology, most of my customers, they don't require that kind of
security. Yeah.
So the danger is that it can lock you out of your own data. Mm. Okay. So this is what I have learned about BitLocker this week. Most of the new computers come with it automatically enabled.
That means it's working.
It's turned on. So once you log into a Microsoft account, then it activates. Mm. Okay? And then it encrypts and it puts the key in there. So you don't know this is going on because it doesn't tell you this is happening.
Loading encryption key. Here's your encryption key. There's no messages like that.
It doesn't do that. But you can go to Microsoft to get your key if you lose it, okay? And it'll tell you that. So then you go to your Microsoft account and you log into your account with your username and password. Unfortunately, some people don't know that they even have a Microsoft account.
Right.
And if they do, they forgot their password or they changed their email address, mm-hmm. or, you know, and don't have access to that anymore.
Or there's multiple people on that computer and they each have an account. They don't know which one it was that was encoded under.
Right. And so it can be really tricky. And this one that I had, nobody knew the information to get to get the encryption.
No, once again, this isn't something bad. It's a
security thing, and it's very effective. But the danger, like I said, for most users around here that don't need that type of security, you can get locked out and not even know it, okay. not understand why. There can be, for example, like let's say you have a system failure. Okay, your motherboard goes out on your computer, and it's shot. Okay, usually you don't replace a motherboard,
right.
Or the processor goes bad, or you drop it, and it breaks. It's a laptop, and then you've got a broken computer that you can't turn on, but you still have your information in there. And that's, like I said, then the way you get that off is to take it out and read it from another computer and get your data. But even then, when you take it out, they still ask for the password because they can tell you're not in your own computer.
Wow.
So as long as you're logging into your own computer, it can tell that it's your own computer.
Mm-hmm.
But
if
anything changes, it's like, nope, this isn't what we need to do. You need to tell me what's your password. And it's not even a password. It's a huge, like we said, this huge long code. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. So the login account that is used to create the encryption code is a Microsoft account, okay? And people are like, well, I don't have a Microsoft account. Well, if you have Office 365,
mm-hmm.
then you have a Microsoft account. And because when you downloaded Microsoft Office 365, you had to create a Microsoft account. And when you downloaded it, that allowed Microsoft to connect to your computer and BitLocker was turned on.
Mm.
Okay.
Is there a way you can connect to a Microsoft account and not enable BitLocker? Is there a way to shut that option off?
You can shut it off. If you want to go to BitLocker, just go to the search bar on the bottom left of your keyboard next to the start button and type in BitLocker, and it'll take you to the control panel, not to settings, but in control panel, and then you can turn it off there.
Mm.
Or if you want to see if it's turned on, you can go there too.
Okay.
I would say that's the best thing to do is go to that BitLocker in your control panel, or decryption, or encryption. Those are some things you could search for.
Interesting.
So a rule of thumb is if you don't want or don't know if you have it,
right.
and if you don't think you want it,
yeah.
because of what you're saying, it's best to just disable it.
Yes.
But if you want it, by all means, keep it.
Absolutely. Just know where your key is.
Yeah,
you would think this would be
good for small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for even small business.
Yeah, and you know, and some people really like that kind of encryption and that kind of security. But it's good to know what you have before you all of a sudden realize that you have it and you don't want it.
Right.
And there may come a day when we are repairing computers, for instance, a dropped laptop that we need to, you know, get recovered data from, you'll probably be asked, you know, we'll have to get to a point where we ask, you know, what's your encryption key? Because they're really pushing it, meaning it's going to be everywhere.
Yep.
So the question that we get is there a way around it? Well, I have researched and there is not a way around it.
Oh, wow.
If you don't have your recovery key, you cannot get your drive unencrypted.
Your data. Okay.
You cannot get to your
data.
With
45 characters, as your quote-unquote password, we know how many years that would take to hack because of that tool we talked about
A
year ago or something. So it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So,
good subject again, Teresa.
Yeah, you know, I keep learning new things, and sometimes I don't like them. So. And like I said, I don't know if I said this, most computers now come with it enabled.
Right.
So if you get onto the computer and you set it up and you comes, you know, it makes you get a password right. through Microsoft, your BitLocker's enabled. So okay.
That's a good name for it, BitLocker, because it's a stuff in the locker.
Yep.
Or I'm thinking that's why they named it that, BitLocker.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
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 Okay. It's locked.
All right, real good. It's locked. You remember your combination locker in high school?
Oh, some my people gosh. Do.
I know. I do not.
I think I could do it without knowing the numbers. You know? Just muscle
remember
memory.
That? I remember yep. that. Everybody had a combination.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Good subject again. So where are you located? If people have questions about this, how can they talk to you about
it? Well, you come and see us at our Main Street Madison store. We're right across the street from United Prairie Bank. Or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Can you imagine if our high school locker had 45 digits?
Oh, man.
Wouldn't be good.
I'd be late for class.
Yep. All the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.